Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Hey, Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Milky Way Mixer. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide. And north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Chicago to Shreveport, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
Because they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How are we doing, everybody? So glad to be back in the captain's chair with you here aboard the mothership.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was filling in for the Jim Rome show. That was always a real thrill for me, as I've done that over the last couple of years. Still, yesterday, once again, a total thrill. If you missed that show or do want to hear it, you can by going to our iTunes feed. Just simply search DA and CBS, and we'll get you hooked up there. Also, it's available on our website, daoncbs.com. Yesterday, I had a chance to catch up with Bart Scott in studio. And as always, Bart was a madman. I asked Bart about Julian Edelman's PED suspension. Bart spun it forward and suggested 60% of the NFL is on some type of PEDs, although he also included Viagra in that list of PEDs. So come to your own conclusion.
She's a bad girl, David.
But I definitely encourage you to check out that interview with Bart. He was phenomenal. We'll play some of that this morning on the show. And filling in for the Jim Rome show, always really cool and available for your listening pleasure. Coming up this morning on the show, Andrew Sharp is going to join us. He's a basketball writer for SI and SI.com. He wrote a piece that I found really interesting during the NBA Finals, upon the conclusion of the NBA Finals, about how Kevin Durant is not going to find his Valhalla, his peace, his satisfaction with where he is because of how he got there and how the Warriors win. And maybe he should look elsewhere. Now, it feels like it is a foregone conclusion that he is going to remain at Golden State after yesterday's second straight parade. But I want to talk to Andrew Sharp about why he feels this way, about Durant, about the Warriors, and about where the legacy will lie with KD. So that's coming up in the third hour of the show. The World Cup is coming to the U.S. 8 years from now. U.S., Mexico, Canada getting the World Cup bid. We'll discuss coming up in 15 minutes the effect of that. Andrew Luck is throwing a football again. We've got an interesting hypothetical for you next hour. Should baseball umps be mic'd? We've got the case for that. And how freaking bad is Christian Hackenberg?
I am the epic fail.
All of that, plus we know how close to your heart Trash Tuesday is. It is so close to your heart that we have gone back to Voice Guy and told him, Voice Guy, we need more. We need more out of you. We need you to bring it to the next level. And so Voice Guy has delivered us new Trash Tuesday liners. And since yesterday I was on Jim's show and we didn't have Trash Tuesday, we will run it back. Run it back, DA. Today we will play Waste Bin Wednesday. We'll get the trashes out from yesterday coming up here in about 30 minutes from now. So Waste Bin Wednesday, we will recycle your Trash Tuesdays. All of that and a bag of chips. Get them out at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. You can always connect with me on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. I want to begin with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie didn't want to play in the shadows of LeBron James. That much was clear. Now, how bad their personal relationship really was, we still don't know. I find this to be one of the most underreported stories in sports history. And I'm serious about this. I think this is one of the most underreported stories in sports history. You have two guys that helped lead a city to its first championship since 1964 in any professional sport. They came back from down 3-1 against what was at that time going to be the greatest team ever. They win a championship. Kyrie has the dagger, the three-pointer. LeBron has the block. And here is LeBron, perhaps the greatest player ever, certainly one of the, with a guy riding shotgun who had achieved heights the city had never seen before in 50 years. And a year after that moment, it breaks apart and neither side will say specifically why. How we don't have more information on why this broke apart, I have no idea. The only thing we can go on is Kyrie didn't want to be Robin to LeBron's Batman. But Kyrie has never said that. LeBron's never said that. We have actually no idea about that. And so now Kyrie is 1 year away from being a free agent again, obviously injured for this postseason. Would he right now re-up with the Celtics, sign a long-term deal, and be part of what is very obviously one of the most exciting young nucleuses in all of basketball, and maybe the greatest challenger we have to the Golden State Warriors? And Kyrie is asked about this, and instead of saying something that kind of squashes the situation, he's noncommittal. And by being noncommittal, people are asking, well, why won't Kyrie buy into the Celtics? And could that mean he feels like LeBron could come to Boston? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
You are eligible for an extension this summer. I'm just wondering, does your injury change at all how you look at that, even though you have to put some money on the table?
No. Contractually or financially, it just wouldn't make any sense. Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot. So, we'll see what management decides.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
I think it's very obvious Kyrie needs to see, wants to see what LeBron does. And if LeBron came to Boston, I think Kyrie would probably want out. If Kyrie's going to shoot his way out of town from a contender, and who knows how different the NBA Finals would have been if Kyrie was playing. If he's going to shoot his way out of town from Cleveland when that was a city that he was going to be beloved by, he'd won a championship, could be a hero forever. If he was willing to shoot his way out of town, something must have been really bad with LeBron. So yeah, I don't think he wants LeBron anywhere near Boston. I don't think LeBron's going to Boston. I've explained why before, but just as a quick summation, LeBron has battled Boston. He's been against Boston enough times in his career where he knows it would look like he's joining the enemy. And after all the scorn that he got for the decision 1.0 and all the scorn he has seen Kevin Durant undergo, I don't think he wants to do it that way. And he probably doesn't want to join Kyrie Irving either, is my guess, after what just happened. He probably feels robbed of a true championship opportunity by Kyrie shooting his way out of town. So I don't think he's going back to Boston anyway. But yeah, I think Kyrie is very leery of having to be teamed up with LeBron again for whatever reason. I also, though, think this is not just about LeBron. I think Kyrie needs to feel important. I think he is desperate to feel important. And I think LeBron coming back to Cleveland cast a shadow over him that he was never completely comfortable with, because he feels like he is a superstar and an alpha male and can carry a team himself. I would disagree, because before LeBron got there and Kyrie was there, they stunk. They were junk. They were trash. They were dog food. But Kyrie believes he's a different player than he was back then. I don't think Kyrie is completely comfortable in Boston right now. I think Kyrie just saw this young team with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum turn into stars, and Terry Rozier get all of this love, and Brad Stevens be crowned the prince of NBA coaching, and see them get to Game 7 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals without him. And I don't think he's completely sold that that's his home, because I think he wants to be the man. Now, maybe that changes next year. He's healthy. Gordon Hayward's healthy. Maybe they go on a run. They go to the NBA Finals. He realizes how great it is to be a star in Boston, lead your team to the NBA Finals. Maybe they win an NBA championship next year, and there's no way you can just up and leave. But I don't think Kyrie's completely comfortable with his role or his spot or his popularity within that clubhouse, within that roster, within that city. And that's why I always have a question about Kyrie's priorities. Forget even the flat earth stuff, which is just so stupid, but does tell you a little bit about Kyrie. I think he needs to be the man right now, even if his teammates are doing amazing things. I mean, he missed Game 7. He missed Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals to have nose surgery. Like, nose surgery couldn't have waited a week, 2 weeks. You could have the nose surgery right now, Kyrie, right now. You wouldn't have had to miss Game 7 on the bench. You couldn't reschedule that? Like, you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Your team is worth $1 billion. It's the NBA. You can't get a different nasal surgery appointment. I mean, come on. You're not us. You don't have to pay $25 for a missed appointment. And if you do, it's going to be okay. I don't think Kyrie is emotionally totally invested in Boston. And I'll tell you this. When he listed two teams on his potential trade destination list from Cleveland, and they were the Knicks and the Suns, it told me it is not about winning a championship. He's already won one of those. It's about being the man. It's about going to a place he wants to feel like the man. The Knicks? You want to walk into that disgrace? If you actively want to walk into the Knicks' dysfunction, it means that you are not prioritizing being part of a winner. So even though the Celtics are set up better than anybody else to challenge the Warriors, I think Kyrie is still not comfortable, not steady in his place there, because he would rather be the man on a loser than part of the men on a winner. I believe that. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. I mean, how do you possibly explain wanting to go to the Knicks or the Suns this past offseason? How? Arizona State taxes? How? When we return this morning, early this morning, North America, a bid with the U.S., Canada and Mexico wins the World Cup rights. We've got the World Cup coming to North America in 8 years. We'll discuss the details behind it, who gets what, how this works, and what it means next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You can help elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Dial short code 96000 and text the message 800 to vote. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
And a happy Wednesday to you, everybody. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Watch the show at watchda.com. Simulcast going on as we speak. Watchda.com. That is mobile friendly. So check it out wherever you watch the show, laptop, PC, tablet, phone. Check it out, watchda.com.
I'm electronically ignorant.
And it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio. Be listening later on in the show. We'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Today, a big news event for U.S. soccer, even though we are not partaking in the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Even though the U.S. unable to qualify in embarrassing fashion, even though the Jurgen Klinsmann era is seen as now a debacle and Bruce Arena couldn't save it at the end, even though we lost to Trinidad and Tobago, meaning we are home for Russia 2018 this month, we got good news today. Because earlier this morning, USA, 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 USA is part of the bid to get the World Cup back here. We are hosting in 2026. Eight years from now, it will come back to its rightful home. We should have had it this year, but Putin bought it. And then we should have had it 4 years from now, but the oil money of Qatar bought it. And then the U.S. seriously said, this is all types of wonky, this is all types of wacky, this is all types of corrupt. And the U.S. blew the whistle on the FIFA corruption where you could buy the World Cup. And then we became heroes in some places in FIFA and villains and others because we blew the whistle on all this corruption, where little countries that could use the money were getting bribed to give Qatar or Russia the World Cup. So we said, no, we got to clean it up. And so now it's been cleaned up because we thought we got robbed on those two bids. Then it was us versus Morocco for this one. And people said, how could you possibly lose to Morocco? The U.S. has the stadiums. We build these crazy billion-dollar stadiums every year for football. Play it there. You've got the transportation. In your big cities, you've got your hotels. You don't have to build anything. You're all set. And we've got corporate infrastructure where Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Adidas sign up immediately. That's billions of dollars thrown into FIFA's coffer, and then every other country gets a crack at that, gets a bite at that. So the U.S. said, look, you might hate us because we were whistleblowers. You might not like us for our geopolitics right now in terms of immigration. But even though we're not necessarily friendly on the international circuit these days, we'll make you money. $14 billion, $50 billion, $60 billion. We will guarantee you cash.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
And FIFA looked around and said, yeah, I mean, we don't love America right now, but it's going to be a lot of money. So, yeah, let's say yes. And so we get soccer back here for the World Cup. And if anybody remembers 1994, it was the spark that lit the flame of soccer here in the country. It was our awakening. And MLS came out of that And we are so much better of a soccer country now than we have ever been, ever. Even though our team did not qualify, expectations are higher, revenue is higher, talent is better. So this is really good. This will push us to the next level of demanding more out of the infrastructure of our sport. And I'll tell you, the single most important thing we can do as a country for soccer is get everybody involved. Because it is too cost ineffective when you are in junior high and high school to play at high level travel teams if you don't come from money or you don't live in the suburbs. We've got to get everybody. In basketball, everybody has a chance to play because all it takes is a hoop on a blacktop outside of your house or down the block or in your neighborhood. In soccer, we cannot make it cost ineffective to play travel soccer. You got to get everybody in. Get them in. Because if we have our kids, our amazing American athletes playing soccer, we can dominate. Maybe not Germany, maybe not France, maybe not Spain, maybe not Brazil, maybe not Italy, but we can be at that next tier where we compete to go deep. But we got to have our kids play. And we got a lot of sports that take them away from that, and it's not cost effective for families that don't have money or are not part of that political stream, you know, the backyard political soccer stream or baseball or football that pushes kids a certain way. Who's going to host if there's Canada, Mexico, and the U.S.? We host, as the U.S., 60 of the 80 matches. 80 matches, we'll get 60 of them. 10 go to Mexico, 10 go to Canada. And basically, we grouped in Canada and Mexico to say, see, it's not just the U.S. Maybe you might hate the U.S. right now. Maybe you might not like our politics these days. Maybe you don't like that we were the whistleblowers on FIFA. But we got Mexico. See? We're good neighbors. We got Canada. See? They're not even good at soccer. So they'll get to host as well. And this is cool. Really cool. Because I think we'll do an amazing job of this in these three countries. Do we get the automatic bid? Usually host countries get an automatic bid. You don't have to qualify, which is why we were in the World Cup in 1994. Not guaranteed. Because with three countries, FIFA's not like, you know what? Yeah, all you guys are in. Because now suddenly you could just be like, okay, we're Africa. And we've got 70 countries. We're all allowed in, right? That's our bid. That will be decided next July, likely, of who will be automatic. They might say, okay, just the U.S. is automatic because 60 of the 80 bids are in. Canada would probably never make the World Cup, so they might not want to just give that up. But maybe they'll say, all three of you guys, fine, Mexico, Canada, U.S., all you guys are in. Let me tell you this. It doesn't matter unless you're Canadian. It really doesn't. That fact does not matter unless you're Canadian. Because if we don't qualify for the World Cup, we don't belong in the World Cup. The fact that we are not in Russia is the story. We have to be better than Panama and Saudi Arabia and Japan and all these other countries, Australia. We've got to be better than those countries that qualify. Now, granted, we're not qualifying out of those groups, but like, when it comes to our region in Central America, North America, we don't want automatic bids. It's like telling the Patriots, okay, you guys just win the AFC East every year and you're in. Like, you need them to have to earn it because they're that good. We're not a dynasty, but we should be based on talent, based on what we have infrastructure-wise, money, size with this region. The only powers of this region basically are us in Mexico. Everybody else has to fight and claw and scrap every 4 years. We don't want automatic bids. We don't. Canada does. We don't. Mexico shouldn't. Yeah, it takes the pressure off, but Mexico and the U.S. are good enough to get in every 4 years. And if we don't, we're a disgrace. Like Italy this year, didn't qualify. Disgraceful. Netherlands, not in. Disgraceful. America, not in. Disgraceful. Italy's not feeling better if they get the automatic bid to Russia. They know we don't want the automatic bid. We need to be good enough to not need the automatic bid. But it is a huge day for soccer here in North America and the States. We get the 2026 World Cup championship game to be played at MetLife Stadium. And all of the playoffs, basically, after the quarterfinals and on, will be in the States as well. Big day, Andrew Bogus.
Huge day, bigger in Canada. I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of very wispy, emotional, excited tweets from Canadians who were an 8 year, there's a 14-year-old somewhere in Saskatchewan right now that knows he can be in the World Cup. Not necessarily true just
not
yet.
Not necessarily true.
Slow down.
If they don't give Canada the automatic bid, they ain't qualifying. If
they should get it out of, as you said, their stature in the game. They deserve to get in automatically. We should have to qualify.
They don't deserve to. They need to.
Well, yeah, okay? that's what I mean. Like, when you give it to Qatar or a smaller country, like, the point of it is go in and see what happens. So Canada, under that kind of normal procedure, should get in. And also Mexico should have to qualify through the normal ways. That only seems fair.
It's like patting Canada on the head. Don't worry. You're in the party.
Exactly.
Don't worry. We'll let you in the party. Yeah, like South Africa was terrible a couple of years ago when they hosted. And they had to get the automatic bid. Russia would have never qualified. They stink this year as well. They would not have had an automatic bid, or they would not have had a bid without the automatic. So Canada crying, but not so fast. We have to wait until next July to see if you guys get the automatic bid. All right, when we come back here on the show, it's not a Trash Tuesday, but since we missed it yesterday, it's a Waste Bin Wednesday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Come on, pop. Yeah, I'm here all day, big boy. Come on, bring it.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday means... it's a Waste Bin Wednesday. I will explain. Listen to the show, even if it's not on in your local affiliate. Shame on them, but that's okay because you can listen on Sirius and XM, 206 of the channel. You can also listen on your phone using the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, or radio.com. As well as Apple Music. And our toll-free line, as always, is 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Yesterday was a Trash Tuesday, but it was missed because I was in for the Jim Rome show. And when I fill in for Jim, I try to respect the house that I'm going into. And so I didn't bring the weirdness of Trash Tuesday into the jungle. But I did not want to miss a Trash Tuesday because you guys look forward to it so much. And we had... trashes come in yesterday morning on Twitter, DA on CBS. So if you have a trash from yesterday you didn't get to, or you want to vent about something today that just hit you, you can send it my way on Twitter, DA on CBS, because today we are rerunning Trash Tuesday, repackaging Trash Tuesday, recycling Trash Tuesday into Waste Bin Wednesday.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
And exciting today on a Waste Bin Wednesday, we've got brand new trashes from Voice Guy that were recently sent in to us. Voice Guy is a huge fan of the show. Voice Guy is locked in every Tuesday. He loves Trash Tuesday more than any other segment we do. And he sent us new trashes. He said, you guys need to freshen up the trashes, so I'm sending you these guys. These are on Voice Guy. This is the Voice Guy's trashes. And so, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
I'm not going to name names, but there was somebody on my wife's side of the family who decided to have a second college graduation party this weekend on, Saturday. Okay, now you'll be one thing. I get it. It's graduation season. This is all coming. It ends up being in June, an 85-degree day in the Northeast. I live near the ocean. I like going to the beach. I like hanging by the pool. You cherish the nice summer weekend.
You've called yourself a manatee.
A manatee. I like being in the water. And when there's only so many good summer weekends. You never know when rain is coming, when clouds are coming. And when you get them, you want to soak them up in the sun.
Uh-huh.
So what happens? All right, graduation party. Great. We'll be outside. We'll go to a house, maybe a outdoor bar. No. We get a party at an indoor bar I would go to in my town in February. And not just a party. It'd be one thing if it was at night. They do one of these brunch parties. Now, don't get me wrong, the pancakes are great, but we're looking at a party, DA, from 11:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. Prime sunshine hours on a Saturday in June. Ooh. Gorgeous out. I'm sitting there eating chocolate chip pancakes and omelets until I can't breathe, and I'm just watching people walk past this bar in bikini tops heading towards the water. So what am I doing here? So word to the wise, anybody who's going to have a summertime party, make sure it's outside. Make sure it's somewhere where people can enjoy the weather. And make sure if you're doing something inside, we do it at night and not during the day when people have stood inside and sat inside all freaking winter eating the same pancakes and omelets. Don't have to do that on a summer Saturday. Danielle's side of the family, I'm sorry. Get him out.
Stinky debris.
That's a really bad job by that family. That's a really bad to ask people. Look, if you're asking people to be outdoors with kegs around, have a barbecue going on, maybe you have a pool in the backyard.
Some lawn games.
Lawn games, fine. Invite somebody even out to a restaurant where there's outdoor seating, fine. Middle of June, you can't ask people to be sitting inside dark bar, dark restaurant, 11:30 on a Saturday.
It was brutal. And again, it wasn't like it wasn't a bad time. We all had a good time, some laughs. It's just that's not where you want to be in that spot on a Saturday in June.
No, the old theme song to Cheers, it's where you want to go. That's a place that you don't want to go. It's nowhere you want to go. Pete Bellotti, who are you waste bin Wednesdaying?
Well, I am trashing the commercials that come on now. It seems like every commercial break that talk about drugs and their side effects. And while they do it.
You mean pharmaceutical drugs. Not like the commercials for heroin. Right.
Correct. The commercials that recite all the side effects for 2 minutes while there's some reenactment of somebody going to the park.
Yeah, nice music behind.
Right, like, oh, hey, look.
They're holding hands.
We're going to have a picnic in the park, but you could die from this drug.
If you're experiencing suicidal thoughts.
Oh, it's horrible.
Meantime, there's two old people holding hands, walking on the beach.
It's awful. I've had enough of it because every commercial seems like has three of them, and it wastes time. It's 2 minutes. It's too long. Enough. Get it out!
Waste Bin Wednesday.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
So, I totally agree, Pete. I think that's a great one. It also makes you realize how dangerous all these pharmaceuticals are. It's like, here's what it'll cure. Blood clotting. Here's what might happen. Suicidal thoughts. You may never leave the bathroom. You may actually lose a limb. It's possible that your head explodes. Aneurysms are possible. You're like, whoa. Here's what it cures. Indigestion. Here's the side effects. Suicidal thoughts. You may never leave the house again. You're like, whoa.
Non-stop twitching.
Exactly, yeah.
That's not helpful.
Side effects might include bleeding ulcers. You're like, that's not worth it. That doesn't seem worth it to me. Andrew Bogish, who are you trashing?
DA, I think this may now set the record for the most common location of our trashing, but let me take all of us to the bathroom here at beautiful 345 Hudson, the one closest to us. Now, the big issue is that we've got, in the last couple of months, I don't know, 100 new employees on this floor with no updates to the bathroom. So now they become like Grand Central Station. They're constantly crowded. But this bathroom here, the one close to us, has one urinal in it, and it's hidden behind kind of a half wall.
It's a half wall.
The problem being, you can't see if anyone is using it as you walk into the bathroom.
Great point.
Until you turn this wall and are basically now in the back pocket of somebody using it.
Or
you're getting a face full of them closing up business after doing their business. That's not good for anybody.
No.
I don't know if we need one of those like driveway mirrors that like are up on the wall that shine down the pathway or something.
So you can see around the corner?
Yeah, or a light or a curtain. But every day now you go in there, you have to like tiptoe and like look around. Okay, it's clear. I can go in there.
That's so true.
The awkward step back when I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I just walked into your backside while you're doing that.
What do they call that party thing where you all grab each other's hips and you go like a locomotive around?
A conga line?
Like a conga line, yes. Yes, you almost have to pull a conga line if somebody is actually at the urinal as you turn the corner because you're right on their back hip.
Right there.
Olé, you're right there.
Olé, olé, olé.
Yeah, that's a good one. Trash them.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Well, that's topical.
Come on.
Boys guy loves Trash Tuesday, like I said. I am trashing the specials of the day at restaurants. Because when you walk into a restaurant, you get the menu and you look over the menu and you go, okay, I like that option, or maybe I like that option. Maybe I'll make my decision upon when the waiter comes. Maybe I'll ask the waiter what he suggests or she suggests. And so you have your order ready. And then the waiter comes in and says, and let me just give you the specials of the day. They're like, okay, well, now my mind has been blown again because now I got to reconsider what I just spent 10 minutes looking at. Then the waiter or the waitress proceeds to give you four specials of the day, all of which you can't follow. You're like, what's in that one? Wait, how is that made? Okay, I can't remember if the fourth one is the first one. Is that the second one? Is the cheese on top on the third one or the first one? And so now you're just in a cloud because it's not listed in front of you. And they never give you the prices. 80% of the time, they give you the special of the day without the price. And so you can't then make the decision based on price. You're like, well, I originally had the dish at $21.95, which is about what I wanted to spend. But now I don't know if that special of the day is $28.95. And I'm in the middle of company, and I kind of don't want to be rude about asking about specific prices because I had that decision already made in my mind. And my guess is they do the specials of the day to push certain product out the door. And so you know that they're doing it basically because it's not necessarily special. It's content, it's food, it's product they don't want there. And I just think the whole thing would be better if the special of the day came, sometimes it does, but rarely, as an insert card in your menu with the prices and the descriptions so that you know all of the details before your whole day, your whole dinner, your whole decision-making process just gets blown up.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Mraz?
I mean, you nailed it there. The only time the special of the day menu is needed is to correspond it to the regular menu to make sure you're not ordering something similar because that means it's old product they're trying to push out the door.
So you never have the special of the day?
Never. It's an old, old tale. My father's told me this, worked in the food industry forever. You never buy that. And same goes, by the way, if you go to a deli counter, like at a supermarket, and you see like the manager's specials, like, oh, that's a great deal on whatever cold cut or deli meat you want, right? Don't buy it. That means it's going bad, and they want it out. They want to get it out. Get them out.
For those of us that eat above Applebee's, sometimes the special menu is when the chef actually has new product that's not normally on the menu that he is special making that day. It's not four-day-old cod that he's trying to get rid of.
Also, this is hysterical because the great irony is that Mraz's dad is Bob the Deli Man, who has this show on at the deli.
So good point. I forgot about that.
So people are walking up to his deli counter right now. They just saw his manager special and just realized I should not buy this.
Nobody ordered the lemon pepper chicken in Bay Ridge today. Get him out.
Is there a surveillance video of him like stopping the slicer, like looking around?
Don't buy the olive loaf. The olive loaf has gone bad.
Don't listen to him. It's fine.
Bob, we're going to need to see you in the office.
Yeah. Just take one of those drugs on the commercials. Cure himself.
Right now, the food lion in Bay Ridge never wanted easy listening so badly. They would have sold so much more olive loaf today. The whole store's turning around going, oh, the manager's special is garbage.
It's so true.
It's a Waste Bin Wednesday. Send us your waste at DA on CBS or also on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. Again, brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all, geico.com. Lewis is next up at Palmdale on a Waste Bin Wednesday, listening online, cbssportsradio.com. Lewis, who are you waste binning today?
B-E-I-B-A.
What you got, brother?
I have to go and use the restroom a lot now because I do have to go for dialysis and all of that. And I have to use public restrooms, and you know how that is, brothers. You guys, there's nothing nastier than using public restrooms. But here in Los Angeles, I don't know how it is in other places. When you're about to use the seat, there are actually people who have taken scribes and carved their hate crime, their cholo names, their gang names into the seats and into the toilet. Now, can you imagine these Michelangelos of the urban restroom going into and scribing themselves? I could just imagine this gangster or the skinhead on their hands and knees putting their swastikas and their gang tattoos on the bottom of these bowls and on the sides of the toilet.
Trash.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
So, I'll trash these next week.
These are great. Louis, that was amazing. These Michelangelos of urban bathrooms. Getting on their knees and carving swastikas into freaking toilets. Yeah, man, you're a real badass. You're a real badass. You're sucking the porcelain off of a public bathroom's toilet.
That's a tough neighborhood.
It really is.
I mean, seriously, I'd rather live in Babylon.
That is so good. That is so good. Oh, man, that gang must be tough. They carved their initials into my toilet. I better look out for them. When we come back here on the show, Andrew Luck, Super Bowl or XFL? Next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.